Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, here we go. It's Free For All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Just getting started here. Glad you're with us. Had a busy night last night, and there's a lot going on this weekend, including a parade, Oktoberfest on the banks of Bayou St. John. So really a lot of stuff going on. Since this is Free For All Friday, just about anything goes on the show. The main rule is we have no rules, except don't bring up anything serious. We are going to talk about that tragedy on the set of the movie with Alec Baldwin. Hey, right now, reach over and crank it up. This is what you've been working for. Yeah, there are people in the city, and it looks like things are really improving. And hey, look, man, we just heard the COVID numbers. You just heard this in our news with Tom Perumian. 681 new cases of COVID-19 in the state of Louisiana. That's really miraculous compared to what we've had. I mean, remember not long ago, there was like over 3,000 in a day? 681 new cases. This is really positive news. 16 new deaths. Man, there were like, not long ago, there were like 70 new deaths in a day. So I realize that if it's one of your loved ones, it certainly is too many. But the number of deaths are down. Hospitalizations, down to 342. Do you know what this means? It means more people getting vaccinated. And 89%, almost 90% of those in the hospital were not vaccinated. So the evidence is there. The vaccine works. And also in the news, in the state of Louisiana, we have the largest percentage of African Americans vaxxed up. And I think the city was at 60% vaccinated. That's really, really incredible. So, you know, things are getting better because we've gotten vaccinated. No doubt about it. And there's a lot going on this weekend. The Doobie Brothers tomorrow night. There's a bunch of trucks and buses in the parking lot of the Smoothie King Center. Doobie Brothers in concert with Michael McDonald. That's going to be tomorrow night. And then the Crew of Boo is tomorrow night. And really, a lot of stuff is going on this weekend. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about on this Free For All Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. At 80s night last night at the Hi-Ho Lounge on St. Claude, I met so many just really wonderful people and people who have been listening to the show for just such a long time and listening to, you know, Scoot over the years. I can't tell you how honored I am that people have this attitude. And that people, like, you know, what I'm noticing now is that there's like this 30-something to 40-something group of people who totally know me. They were too young when I was, you know, on B97, but their parents were listening. So they feel like they know me now. And this one guy, Scott, that I met last night at the Hi-Ho 80s night, he just said it was just so cool to meet me and just talk to somebody who was such a part of his past. And I never thought about that back then. I didn't, you know, I've always done this job and really not always paid attention to the people that I touch. And I just want to tell you that it is just so humbling for me. It is such an honor to have been doing this for so long and to have had, and to still have so many people just tell me about how they've listened over the years. It's just, I mean, I love it. I met the manager of the Redfish Grill, Dee Dee. Deidre. Yeah, well, she calls it. She's introduced herself as Dee Dee. And she was at 80s Night last night. So, I mean, it was just really, you know, it just is an awesome experience for me. Ian Hoke is our senior studio producer today. Busy weekend coming up.
Yeah, busy weekend. There's all kind of stuff. I'm having a bike gang tomorrow night, getting I don't know, maybe a couple dozen people together to go ride our bikes around.
A
bike gang. Yeah, we did it last year, too. We called it Boo Bikes instead of Blue Bikes. We thought that was very clever. Because at the time, Blue Bikes had just been discontinued, and we were all very sorrowful about that. So we got
the
spoke lights. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all got blue lights and put on silly blue costumes and rode around the quarters for a while and up and down Royal Street.
But the quarter's going to be crazy with the Crew of Boo.
Yeah, this year it might be a little bit different. Well, the Crew of Boo, the good thing about Crew of Boo is it starts at 6:30. And so it'll probably be like quite out of the part of the French Quarter where we really want to ride around, you know, by like 8 or 9 at the latest, I think so.
Yeah.
And we're not actually going to start our biking until 8 o'clock. And then we'll go up Esplanade Avenue and bop around in the park a little bit. It's a really good time. If you've never been in a bike gang at night, it's pretty awesome. It's a good
time. Sounds like fun. I mean, does anybody ever fall off?
No, because none of us are actually going that fast.
Okay.
You know, we're all kind of just riding. We have a big loudspeaker system so we can all listen to good music while we're riding around. You know, you see the get up and ride people that do it on Tuesday nights, these like big groups of people.
Oh, yeah,
that go
I see
around.
It all the time. Yeah.
So this is very much in the vein of that. We're going to just offer them the credit for having come up with that idea. Now everybody's doing these nighttime bike gangs, but it was Get Up and Ride is the organization that actually started doing it on Tuesday nights. So, yeah, I've organized this bike gang for Saturday night. Looking forward to that. And, yeah, we'll see the parade, and then we'll do the bike gang, and then I'm going to rest up on Sunday because I'm anticipating having a lot of fun on Monday when the Saints play the Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. We'll talk a lot about that on the show.
I'm keeping powder dry for that.
Monday afternoon. So with this bike gang, I mean, do you do ride-bys?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not a violent. It's not like we're out there like flashing.
A gang?
Like, we're
a
Bloods
gang?
And Crips. No, I mean, maybe gang.
All right, guys, we're going to go on a ride by here.
Yeah, we're going to go ride by our friend's house and wave at them and say, hey, you guys want a beer? That's the kind of ride by
nice.
That we're doing.
Yeah. All right. We do really have to just talk about this extraordinary story that happened with Alec Baldwin on the set of a movie in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Alec Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer, and he was using a prop gun, like the gun on the set that was supposed to have blanks in it. This is like a totally unforgivable mistake. But for this to have happened, I mean, Alec Baldwin, look, I know some of you don't like Alec Baldwin because he's very liberal. And because he really did a great impression of Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. So I know some of you don't like him. But as a person, as an actor, this guy is like really distraught. And there are pictures of him crying and just bent over. I mean, he just shot and killed a cinematographer. That was really an extraordinary moment.
Production has been halted on the movie Rust following the tragic shooting Thursday afternoon. Yellow tape and police surrounded the movie set after the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says the prop gun veteran actor Alec Baldwin was holding discharged. The film's director, 48-year-old Joel Souza, was hurt. 42-year-old Helena Hutchins, director of photography, was airlifted to a hospital but didn't survive.
Police have yet to confirm exactly what happened. Variety is reporting the prop gun contained a live single round, attributing this information to an email sent by the union IATSE to its members, which allegedly said it was not staffed by its people and it was accidentally fired.
I mean, how does that happen? It just seems like this is just an inexcusable mistake. Bill Davis is a Hollywood weapons expert.
Those are all real firearms. What's fake about it is the ammunition, the blanks that are loaded into it. There's no projectile in a blank. People just didn't inspect the weapon and or did not inspect the ammunition that they were loading into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really just really, really tragic. And director was wounded with this. This really is drawing parallels to the death of Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee was killed while they were doing the movie The Crow. And I remember seeing the movie The Crow. They had done enough of it to release The Crow, but there was another just totally freak accident that happened in the filming of The Crow. And once in a while, you do hear about accidents. I know that a couple of people were killed when there was a helicopter incident in the filming of the movie. I think it was The Twilight Zone. And just a few things have happened. So we'll talk about that. Look, if you've ever worked on a set, what would it be like if this happened? I mean, if you're working on a set and guns are being used, there are scenes with guns. What if, I mean, how do you think people would be reacting? How would people feel if they were in a situation where there was a live round in one of the guns? Somebody was injured and somebody was shot and killed on the set. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It is Free for All Friday. Glad you're with us. Cooler weather coming next week, but, you know, at least it's not going to rain for the weekend. Doobie Brothers in concert tomorrow night, Smoothie King Center. And I have seen the trucks and the tour buses. They're all lined up right now in the parking lot of the Smoothie King Center. They're ready to go. And I'm just feeling really good about where we are. You know, it just seems like we're doing really well. So let's just keep doing what we're doing. But more of you could get vaccinated. That would probably help. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. This is WWL. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Look, I don't want to bring you a bummer on this Friday, but, you know, this is real life. And as you know, talk radio the way we do it, I mean, this is like reality radio. It's happening right here and right now. And while it's tempting to just focus on the fun, happy things, if there's something like that going on, I think we need to share that. And I think all of our spirits need to share that with everybody. We need to share our thoughts and prayers with those who are going through it. You know, and yesterday, I mean, last week I talked about, or earlier this week after last weekend, going down to Thibodaux, talking about what I saw. And then I find out about this church in Duloc in Terrebonne Parish. That may need some help. And if you're a men's group, if you're any kind of an organization, you want to volunteer, the Holy Family Catholic Church needs your help. I mean, there are people who are in just desperate situations, and it breaks my heart to hear about this father living in a car with his son, and the conditions are so bad, his son has now gone to the hospital. And there's a GoFundMe account, Help Rebuild Duloc, D-U-L-A-C. And you know, you got to think about these priests as well, because, you know, like priests get assigned to different parishes in different areas. You know, like priests get assigned. I mean, Father Antonio had an accent. He's not from here. I mean, he could have been assigned to a church on the beach in San Diego. But no, he's at a church in Duloc, and he's got a positive attitude, and he's doing the best he can. So I just want to, you know, share that reality with you, because while a lot of us have tended to just really move on, there are a lot of people still really, really suffering. And I saw a lot of this last week, and I know it's going on. So, you know, we still need to continue to remember all of that. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Before I read some text messages, if it's all right, there's a statement that's come out from IATSE, the union that represents all the technical workers that work on film sets.
The ones that we talked about recently that did not go on strike.
We just spoke to them a couple weeks ago. Okay. That's right. IATSE says in a statement to their members, "Dear members, as many of us have already heard, there was an accidental weapons discharge on a production titled Rust being filmed in New Mexico. A single live round was accidentally fired on set by the principal actor, hitting both the director of photography, local 600 member Helena Hutchins, and director Joel Souza. Both were rushed to the hospital. Unfortunately, we lost Sister Hutchins, who passed from the wound. Local 44 has confirmed that the props, set decorations, special effects, and construction departments were staffed by New Mexico crew members. There were no Local 44 members on the call sheet. We send good thoughts to the families, push for a full recovery, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the police have not confirmed that statement. The police have not made an announcement about whether or not this was a blank that somehow fired some sort of projectile, or if they said it was accidentally a live round that was loaded. So we haven't got confirmation from law enforcement yet, but that is what the union is saying, that there was a live single round that was accidentally fired on set.
And the union is saying that they were their members were not involved in this.
Yep.
All right, but here's the question. I would think that that union control over a situation like this would demand that the movie producers use union workers.
Important distinction here. This is IATSE. It's possible that there's another union that was on that set, but it wasn't IATSE.
I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
So it may when they say New Mexico crew members, it doesn't say if those were members of another union, but okay. It's not IATSE.
But you've worked on sets, Ian. This seems like it is something that is like 100% preventable, and that there's no way that this should ever have happened, you know. And I can't help but think that, you know, I mean, did somebody do this on purpose?
I mean, you really hate to think that, because that is a dark road to go down. The director of photography, the armorer, the props master, there's, you know, and I'm just an actor, so I don't know. I'm kind of giving you the sort of amateur insider perspective here. I don't think there's any fewer than five people that are in charge of firearm safety on set. So for all five of them to miss the fact that one of these bullets chambered in Alec Baldwin's gun was in fact a live bullet defies explanation. I don't know how that happens.
Well, you know, here's the question that I would have is, what is the purpose of having any live rounds on the set anyway?
There should be no live rounds anywhere near a film set.
Yeah, here's the scene where we're going to use the real bullets, and here's a scene where we're going to use the blanks. No, it should. I mean,
that's not a thing,
right? Exactly.
I was on a TV show some years ago where there was a performer who fires a gun at a garage door opener, and the garage door opener shorts, and the garage door closes, right? So we're finish the scene, and the performer I'm in the scene with turns around and pow, 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 fires her fake gun at the garage door opener. And the director yells, cut, and the performer turns to me and goes, oh, my God, can you believe how good I am? I actually hit it. And I just kind of looked at her, and I said, ha-ha, and I kind of walked away. And it just blew my mind that I was on set with a person who thought – that they'd actually been handed a gun with live ammunition, and it was actually their firing that caused the spark and explosion in the garage door opener.
Like, rather than an effect.
Rather than an effect. Like, no. How could you be a principal performer on this TV show and not understand that there are half a dozen people on the other side of this wall who made that effect happen? It's not you. You didn't do that, honey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just tucking that in there because that's kind of the only, like, firearm experience that I have on a set. I don't know. And we won't know maybe for another couple days exactly what happened here. The union, IATSE, who, it must be noted, was not on set that day, says there was a single live round. But we've seen in the past where it doesn't have to be a live round. Like when Brandon Lee was killed on The Crow, that was a blank, but it was like an improperly manufactured blank cartridge that actually did discharge something out of the gun when they fired it.
That's understandable.
Right.
I mean, it's a horrible mistake, but that is comprehensible.
Yeah,
I mean, this is not, unless, you know, I mean, did somebody know that Alec Baldwin was going to use that gun? Did they put the bullet in the gun to make Alec Baldwin look bad? I mean, I don't know, but it's such a big mistake. I can't rule out the possibility that maybe somebody did it.
I'll read a couple text messages here. Here's one right out of the gate. It's called involuntary manslaughter, and Alec Baldwin should be charged accordingly.
Technically, maybe so.
I don't think so. Either way, I'm not a legal expert.
I mean, yeah, I mean, technically, maybe so, but from a practical standpoint, it would come out in court that, I mean, he would win in court if it went to court. But technically, if you want to charge him, that's fine. But again, there are people who don't like Alec Baldwin, and they're going to want to place this on him. as perhaps maybe so did the person who put the real round in the gun.
Here's a text that says, why was he shooting at the director of photography or the producer? I think this has a fast answer. If Alec Baldwin is shooting at somebody that's meant to be behind the camera, then Alec right. Baldwin is by necessity going to be pointing his prop gun in the direction of the camera where the DP and the director are probably right. standing right behind
him. And the cinematographer is like they're with the camera.
Yeah, they're going to be yeah. right off, right out of the viewer's, you know, the frame. From what I read this morning, Alec Baldwin is in character at the time. So it's not like they're between shoot. They're not between setups and Alec Baldwin is just waving this gun around randomly yeah. or like joking. Like, no, they were rolling, which, you know, kind of morbid to suggest that there is probably footage of this event that they captured. It just makes my skin crawl.
I know.
Here's another text that says, they don't even need rounds in the chamber. The entire action of the gun firing could be done by CGI. And I bet from here on out, it will.
It's so sad that it takes a tragedy sometimes to do the obvious. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also this week, we talked about that 18-year-old girl in Covington who beat the hell out of her teacher. And somebody last night at 80s night brought up the possibility, what if the teacher was a racist? What if there's a backstory here? And I hadn't thought of that. It's still wrong. What she did is still absolutely wrong. But I found that to be an interesting possible backstory. Anyway, I still believe the 18-year-old should face the maximum 10 years in prison, if convicted, of course. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Yeah, we're talking about this tragic incident on the set of the movie Rust in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Alec Baldwin, an actor that many people hate because he's very liberal. A lot of actors are liberal. But he also caused a lot of people to dislike him because he did a hell of an impression of former President Trump on Saturday Night Live. But, you know, we're talking about him, or I don't know about you, but I'm talking about him as a person, not as a political figure, but as a person. And it's I know that people cannot separate politics from humanity. And that's really sad. It just shows where we are today. But for those who are thinking that, oh, well, you know, he deserves to be in this situation. You know, if that's what you want to think, that's OK. You know, that's up to you. You have the freedom to think that, and you can if you want to. I'm not going to change your mind. However, I can only imagine how somebody like that feels in a situation like this. Let's go to New Orleans, and Charlie, you're on WWL. Charlie, you've worked on movie sets?
Hi, Scoot. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, man, we got to give you a little trumpet action here, you know? Appreciate you being a long-time listener. Appreciate the fact that today is the day you decided to call the show. So, Charlie, you've worked on movie sets?
Yes, sir. My family does glass work on multiple movie sets, TV shows, and commercials. And in my experience being on the sets, no matter what people's political views are, anything else, or they're religious, they're all very hardworking, good people, very professional.
Yeah.
And it's amazing the amount of work they get done in such a short amount of time because it can be very hectic because everything needs to be done yesterday, not today.
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts on something like this happening on a set? Because when I heard this story late yesterday, I thought this is just such an extraordinary story. Actually, it was last night when I heard this. It's just such an extraordinary story. You think that something like this would never, ever happen, but it did.
Yeah, I mean, and on the sets, everyone's working so close together. Everyone gets to know each other very well. So I could only imagine how it affects the entire crew from the directors down to the woodworkers, you know?
Yeah.
It would have to affect everybody in a dramatic way.
Yeah, because I would sense that everybody kind of feels like one. I mean, it's one team, it's one project, and no matter where you are on the team, you're still part of that team, And so you would feel anything that anybody else is feeling. And a tragedy for somebody to just be shot and killed like this is just such an extraordinary thing.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine, Scoop. But yeah. I got one good little story for you
okay.
about the coolest actor I ever got to meet.
Okay.
It was Woody Harrelson. So this is the NBA Finals, right? We're all in this little tent taking a break watching the final game. On the radio, it comes on. The directors are calling Woody, going, Woody, we're ready for you. We're ready for you. And they keep calling. We look over in the tent. He's standing in there with all of us. He puts his finger to his lip and just goes, shh.
He wasn't ready to go. He wanted to hang out.
Yep. That was really cool.
Great story. All right, Charlie, listen, thanks. Have a great weekend, and thanks for being an FTC.
All right, thank you, Scoot.
All right, let's go to Jimmy, who's in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, welcome.
Hey, Scoot. What's going on, man?
Hey. Free-for-all Friday.
Yeah, free-for-all Friday. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Amanda Shaw concert today, this afternoon at the Gretna by the river. I know that's your buddy.
That's right. Yeah, she's going to be
a concert tonight at 6 o'clock right there by the Gretna Ferry.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Amanda a little bit later in the show. I met up with Rob Schulte of the Top Cats last Sunday evening at the Blue Crab Restaurant on the lakefront, and Rob was just telling me, he said there must have been 3,000 people there when they played last week, and I think you even mentioned that they were playing last week. And so this is like a great thing Gretna's doing. It's pulling in a lot of people.
It's bringing a lot of people, Scoot, every Friday in October this month. I think Peter Nguyen from Herman and the Hermits is next Friday. But yeah,
Peter
Nguyen. Shaw's tonight. Yeah, exactly. He's a pretty good star. So
it's
kind of replaced the Gretna Fest in a way. It's free. People want to do stuff. And like you said, your buddy from the Top Cats, it was it was a massive crowd. But yeah, no, Alec Baldwin, that's a really sad story. Really, really sad tragedy.
Yeah.
And but yeah, look, it's the weekend. I wanted to ask you this question. If you were considering going to the Psychedelic Furs concert tomorrow night at Tipitina's. Now, I know you might be going to Crew of Boo or maybe Doobie Brothers at the Smoothie King Center, but since you have a long history with the early 80s metal or music, I figured maybe you'd be going to see them at Tipitina's.
You know, honestly, I haven't decided yet, Jimmy. I'm sure I'm going to get out and do something tomorrow, but there's a lot of stuff going on, but I really don't know yet what I'm going to do. But yeah, we're going to talk to Amanda Shaw in just a little while, and Amanda is continuing her Bayou Relief tour. They're providing hot meals, providing advice on dealing with contractors, insurance companies, dealing with all of the effects of a storm. She's going to be in Tangipahoa Parish tomorrow and St. Tammany Parish on Sunday. And we'll talk to her about that at the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Okay, very quickly, let's go to Ian Hoke. He's got an announcement about Metallica this weekend in New Orleans.
Got some breaking news about Metallica. It says Metallica has canceled all shows this weekend so they can ride in Ian's Electric Light Gay Mustard Gang. Be there. Don't miss it.
All right. But, you know, I want to remind you also that, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend. And every once in a while, Metallica shows up at the corner of Royal and Toulouse, and they've got the jar out. So, you know, you might want to catch them there.
Don't just take photos and video and then not tip the performers.
No, tip
That's
them.
So selfish.
Come on, it's Metallica.
Tip them.
Can you imagine somebody hearing this show for the first time going, what the hell are they talking about?
What is this? What are they talking about?
Well, you know what? If you don't know, well, you know, I'm sorry, but
you should. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, now you know. Well, you'll actually figure it out. Duran Duran is doing something to celebrate their 40th anniversary with they've got a new album coming out. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.